I got strawberry whipped cream. Which one do you want? Dicks for your mouth.
We do not.
Yes, I do.
I swear to God, I did. I'll put some love. Oh. That's what made me say, who did you teach right here? And you still, yes, it's in the Netflix. But it's okay. Go ahead, I don't need it. I got bones to be
doing. Oh, this was like a little munch.
I'm a multi alpha.
I'm munchkin.
I'm a multi alpha. We swank.
Mm-hmm. I said, shut the fuck up, enemy.
Eat my horse.
Eat the cake.
There you go.
Alright. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Did I turn my stretching? Or did I leave it on the phone?
I'm just on 15 minutes to get my 30,000.
Did I get this?
I said I thought you got to do 15 minutes.
Oh my god,
that's
amazing. And
we're ready. That's a German.
That's amazing. This is stupid. One hell of my daughter.
Yo, what's up, New Orleans in the 504? It's me, your girl, Miss Ayana, coming in with the early teeth girls, three girls, teeth girls. Even a playing field, because normally there are always other teeth girls to give their commentary. The main candy. What else do they call themselves? Men. So even the playing field on this podcast and video just to teach people that we are not sexually biased. We're gonna let the guys commentate today on some random topic. Basically, our LGBT already know the 504 is wild style profile. So hopefully you get the right tea to get what you need to get where you need to get or know where you need to be to get you a little heat. You just saying.
Yeah.
What's up, fellas?
What's
going on? Oh, shorty, come say you don't want to talk.
You don't want to talk.
It's that senior citizen thing, you know?
What's going on? Later.
But what would y'all say is considered dating in this day and time? We know Grandma Sookie, you know, she's from the 60s. So, you know, they used to hold hands and stuff and bring a little flower croissant.
Spending time. Hold hands, spending time.
Getting to know somebody.
Just in the life. Sir.
There you go.
Meeting each other's parents.
I'm going to talk about it.
Kind of, when we met them, like, you were like, besides the clothes and stuff.
I don't know what that is.
We were at home.
I don't know what that is.
You were a family event.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
You gotta meet your brothers and your father and your father.
Walking the park is a walk in the park.
I think it's the same at all no more compared to that. But now, I think
black society doesn't care about the longevity. Like, I mean, like, future with the person. Like,
no, they didn't.
They just, majority.
They don't care about that now.
Majority.
Good.
Majority, you are. Shout out to the bitches. You like to know what you're doing for the future.
Because, like, 90% of the guys down here, they're not even in relationships as they call it.
What is New Orleans? New Orleans is small.
All cities are small.
With the LGBT community, all cities are small now.
So I witnessed
in my whole eyes.
It's like they don't have boyfriends down here.
But in different cities, they have boyfriends, you know.
Yeah, they go with the new, like, they'll go for the boys out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And they just frolicking. Yeah. I call it
They just fall too quick. That's what it is. That'd be the problem.
The circle.
But you're saying guys, they meet down here, they meet in other places anyway, so...
They fall too quick. That'd be the problem.
Yeah, because some of them, you know, migrate.
You can't fall that fast.
You know, some of the gays left from New Orleans, went to Houston, became John Paul Gaultier.
Hold on, just to understand.
Came back to New Orleans, a whole new person, because they revamped.
It's all like... When they came back a whole new person, or they came back that same person they been?
Yeah, like Skittles became Shady. Katie became whoever that dude, tall dude was on VGC.
Okay.
And so far, so far.
Don't make me go along, because this Seagirl, I was spilling, bitch.
So far, so far.
Because it's on a conformity of these levels. Some of these considered the most finest male visuals were all female visuals back in the gap. To a certain extent. Right or wrong, Grandma? Tell the truth, shame the devil.
Shame the devil.
See, she wants to spill our tea. Spill it about the whole back then in the 60s. Then they had the abortion.
Before my time.
But it goes on that note of people, these same people conform to whatever society's liking of clothing was, hairstyles, way of acting. So,
what can see, what can do.
Masculine boy in style, what's going to happen? They're going to conform into a masculine person.
It's monkey see, monkey do nowadays.
So,
I don't know how to go branch off into like the own, you know.
What you call into trend?
They own trend or anything of them sort. They always want to, like, admire somebody else. Like, you know, it's okay to admire other people, but, you know, you got to be also be yourself at the same time.
But would you ever conform to be liked, to be loved, to be...
Of course. I want to actually settle down.
It was 50-50. I'm conforming.
I don't plan on being a whore all my life.
No, I'm saying, I mean, hey, I don't know.
I'm in my prime, and I'm living wine.
Yeah, I've given that much.
And I'm soaking in the wine.
The love tank. Bank. My tank is sounding like a can of, what is it, drinking? It just drives. I don't believe that. Love don't live here.
Love should have bought your ice cream.
But I know, like, when it comes down to changing, self-change for people, ain't no nigga worth it. Especially in water.
Hold on, dogs.
You're not even, I'm not wilding out like I'm used to.
I don't do it.
Still wilding out while you with me.
No more. After me, bitch,
you still doing the cuckoo cacas. So then this is the gag, though. Now, we live like this for us, see, girl, see.
Well,
you live niggas, like, we do what we want. We adults.
We pause. Niggas don't live by the stories they tell. But they tell a lie and get caught in a lie. When you can just tell the truth.
Say, at what age or what bracket do you say, this is not very good for my image anymore? Why don't show you older? You will know more.
What is this?
When does it come to the aspect of like this fucky ducky, plucky ducky, fuck all over routine doesn't get old?
It doesn't get old.
It get old, but as it get old, like once, I guess like once you got old, once you get older, that's when you start bringing other people to their lives, and other people to their relationship, trying to see.
Because in basic honesty, you came a long way.
Shit, I don't do the spicing up. I don't want nobody in my bed. I don't want nobody in my house.
You're too spicing up.
Like, you know, they get other males
you
or
become
other cougars.
Females. Like, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, they get.
The, oh, I don't got no issue with that shit.
They get to doing that, like, spice up their relationships and stuff like that, which is. And not cool because somebody get jealous. And when you got together, you didn't get together and say you're going to have a kid in prison. When you got together for you and your life and what you want to do.
But does that mean you feel necessarily you're not enough?
Right.
And see, they want to see it's a double standard on it.
But that goes again. All right.
I mean, I feel like if I'm not into you,
right. Listen, because if you know your place, there's no way you should be arguing with the next
person. Trying to keep your title.
Right.
See, that's how. So then the inner person of a sexual flavor.
This is just a one time. He's just here for the fun.
The fun.
We here for like The funny thing.
Forever. So when we got together, we said forever us, not forever them.
But when couples can't take that, that's low self-esteem on their end. That just means that they are not confident in the love that they have with the person.
Are they confident with the love they have in themselves?
Like, if you can do all
my ass cup,
I feel like if you can do that,
don't feel no type
you didn't love me in the beginning.
If you could let an outsider in,
and I obey, you didn't love me in the beginning.
A love relationship
do that? Yeah.
That you've been having?
When we got together, it was real. Us. It's us.
The love wasn't real.
Us too.
All right.
No matter what it is, no matter if it's sex, conversation, what you're doing, or how you're doing.
That's just like
friends. That's two relationships.
Oh, that's just like friends. That's just like, for instance, we best of friends and, you know, we fall off. I go to run in my mouth about you. That goes to show you how much of a friend I was.
Yeah, like, that's
basically, I wasn't, you know, real life loyal to whatever the situation.
Exactly. That's when you learn, like,
that's when true colors come about. You that's have to, like, at least spice it up one time to see if the true colors are there.
Because, bitch, I could take a bitch who cutthroat to the meat show? Honest about it.
Right. I just want, like, everybody can't be
honest. Bitch. Like him. He'll tell you something, whether it might slaughter your feelings, heart, or any way you feel about anything.
But just let it be the truth.
But it's the truth. So, bitch, our case, it's hard to get mad at somebody who's like, bitch, this is legit. This is how I feel. Hey, bam, you told me. I accept it. Whoop-de-whoop. Because we don't know specifically. Sometimes you have to tell a person, bitch, when a person has done something that literally probably could have hurt you, because in their mind, it probably means what the Big Mama Lucy favorite says. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Certain stuff affects people. Certain stuff affects me. Stealing, bitch, I will lose all just trust and respect for you over the. You know, just if I caught you red-handed, bitch. what else? Another thing that would hurt the fuck out of you.
Lying.
Oh.
Constantly.
Taking someone's last. I was always told, bitch, if I go to your house and they have one honey bun left, I'm not going to eat your last honey bun. Because I consider that for a man, it's disrespectful. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation where your boyfriend and your lover, y'all living together, bitch, and he's like, you gave my fucking legs, what you coming to this motherfucker? Then it causes a huge issue. I don't believe in eating or touching somebody's last of something in the household. That's automatic. Like, I come from college grade, bitch. Well, you do some shit like that, bitch, put on your tennis shoes and let's roll.
I come from the subway.
Like, bitch, we got a twist. You playing with me.
But we don't do that. We just never, you know, in that type of
situation. I know.
Never been in that type of situation.
Shit, shout out to the university, bitch. We got it. Yeah. You felt some type of way, bitch. Let's go outside. Everybody go outside and watch these two motherfuckers. You get out. And they going to be besties, you know, bitch. Because right that was up. The whole deal of the Brotherhoods.
Y'all used to go outside. We did it right downside.
Oh, it was, they used to get in. Because if you fall in the what you call them, you get spelled for them. You fight behind that motherfucker.
It's sad.
You can't say nothing.
I'm so
go in. And people need to learn and see. Because like I said, you don't know sometimes when you could have hurt somebody. Some people don't express their hurt to people.
Some people just don't express that all.
Neither. Yeah, and you hold that shit in.
And you wonder why that person be looking like they looking.
Right, or giving out these envious antics. It's like, bitch, girl, what did I do? So for one, I can understand if I really was wrong, I would apologize genuinely. But bitch, just undercutting me. Bitch, it ain't gonna get you nowhere. So girl, what I did I bite you? Did I step on your toe in the club one night? I don't know. Did I spill a drink one night when I was full back in the gap? I don't know. But let me know. Because, bitch, you'll have a grudge for 20 years, bitch. And you ain't never confronted the demon, bitch, that was sitting right there and punch you. And it could have been something this month. You could have, bitch, took a shirt or something. And this person got a vendetta with you, bitch, for 25 years. But they had every fucking family function. Doing this. Auntie Marika, look at that. No, bitch, you got a deep demon, bitch. Ain't no, bitch. Let's get this out of the way. I just got made, the woman make friends. Me and this person made, like, unknown of, like, girl, why you don't like each other? And neither of us knew why. That was the gay. And I was like, you know what, bitch? You was actually a cool bitch. And we are well good friends now. That is the gay. But it takes somebody to be a bigger person. If you know there's something wrong with these two people, first of all, this is the gay life in New Orleans. Bitch, half the people, if they mad at each other, they some fuck. That's when the shade kicks in the most. With the exes and the secret of. I'm not about to fight this bitch. Of course, if this bitch ever did, this bitch come in my presence.
I'm calling the police.
Bitch, get the fuck. I don't want no time for it. No, you doing all this cut up scene because we's a mess. So you gotta make an announcement. Bitch, hey, girl, look. After you, bitch, I don't even want no known on facts, bitch, that I even had you. Probably was drunk on that stuff, smoking that weed and stuff, smoking that fire. But, bitch, I ain't never slipped a drip. You know, like, bitch, why is you sitting here pulling a plan with me, bitch? I don't even know you. What's your name? If I don't know your name, you could be like, oh, this, she, you know, love Jonathan. Who the fuck is Jonathan? Oh, Jonathan, he told us this. And everybody around me, I'm like, have a story about this Jonathan. But I'm the only one like, bitch, I don't know him. I probably heard Jonathan's name, bitch, but I don't know Johnny T. And that's just a shame, bitch, how New Orleans is that fucking small, bitch. Out of a profile base.
And I think to show you also how the majority of how you stay in your lane and don't mind other people's business.
It's hard to date like that, though. Because everybody you have to jump in a lane of somebody.
Everybody's going to have an opinion on somebody.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Whether it's present time, fact, past time. Whether it's true or false, they're going to have an opinion to it.
I mean, it's opinion.
For all of you not to be with that person, that person not to be with you.
It's the difference from you.
It's jealousy.
Have an opinion on somebody and you don't like somebody because of your own personal reasons. Understand it. Now, bitch, when you're lying on a person, that's when it gets
easy. It's jealousy.
Because that's when it's like, girl, bitch, nah, you don't get this serious, bitch. Because I'm not going to play tip or tail with you. I'm going to pull a shorty pimp. Beat you in your fucking head with a sledgehammer. While you scratch, I'm going to wait. And bitch, come in like a... Just like that. But I don't know. But like I guess it grows with... I hung around with the
people. A lot of people don't know how to have, you know, decent conversations. Every time, you know, they think you with somebody, they think it's sexual. It's not always sexual these days.
Never.
It's always...
No! A base majority. Because by the new criteria of, like, talking and conversation and all this type of stuff, there is no sexual. Like, there's... We're... They don't even call it fuck buddies no more. It's just, like, we're friends. I've never had sex with any of my best friends. Wait. That one wasn't my best friend. Never had sex with one of my best friends. I've never had sex with one of my uncles. None of my aunties. None. They didn't, they wasn't like, they was totally different people back then. Them motherfuckers was crazy. So back then, that's when like the ball house shit popped and everybody was big into it. Yeah. But it was like family code. You don't play Humpty Dumpty with your grumpy. Unless you a side head cold. Remember? unless you was that man, child. You know, that was part of the initiation. Initiation, I did not want to be part of that. But thank you. I think you're a wonderful person. But they have some people that stay rude. Sorry, have you ever played one of your kids? You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure, bitch.
How's that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, Zaddy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now one of
them. Zaddy say,
Now one of them, I don't play that.
Hold on, let me check. Hello? Oh, no. Nobody ain't that.
Come on. Please,
it's like that level base. But you know what the gag is? It's breaking apart, gay fam.
But the thing is, you can't. I'm gonna repeat this. You cannot close out yourself for who you love and who you want to be with.
No matter
if it's friends, brothers, sisters, or not. In this world, this lifestyle, you cannot close yourself off from who you love, who you want to be with, and who you think that's best for you.
That's true. But coming from base experience,
if you do that, then you'll lose out on what you're looking for.
Y'all young ones, these niggas ain't shit. No, bitch, trust is not even a question mark, bitch. I don't trust you. I'm telling y'all, take my advice. Let me say, loyalty is earned. It's not given. So when you first meet these people, what you see is the cover of a magazine. You got to read that motherfucker from the front to the back before you base off judgment. Because you can look at the cover of a book, bitch, and think this motherfucker a bad motherfucker. This some Harry Potter, bitch. Twilight. Chronicles of Narnia and shit. And then you find out it's a fucking snuff. So when you going off the base of meeting, always remember something. What you see at a first glance isn't always good. This bitch could be a setup. You could be going under the water.
Not talking about a babe, but
what? Wait, you ain't never met somebody, bitch.
No, Annika, see, I be talking about a babe, but I don't be talking really about a babe. I be talking about the people I, you know, be meeting and stuff like that.
I thought these niggas.
Thought that was like so.
Something like accommodatable, like real nice ass niggas. And these niggas are 360, like, flip totally on. Different people of what you
expected them to be. Woo!